You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Jam-packed and ready to go on a Friday in Eastern Iowa. 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class, presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union, online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, DuPaco.com. We got a good show for you. We're going to talk about the college football weekend. Iowa State in action. You and I with a tough one at number one defending national champion South Dakota State. All of that coming up. Pro football as well, which got started last night on Thursday with the Chiefs winning at home over the Denver Broncos 19-8. We'll also take a look at the baseball playoffs and more. Great to have you aboard today on 1600 ESPN and our frequencies on the FM side as well. 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes from his back porch in the southwest side, and Isaac on the other side of the glass here today, all taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 ESPN. And love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, you're welcome to do so at 319-366-1600. And Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there, and looking forward to another fun weekend, but it looks like maybe a roller coaster of a start for high school football tonight.
Yeah, in fact, just we should start with the latest as far as the weather is concerned. Do have a tornado watch that is in effect, and it includes a swath through basically north central Iowa, down through between basically just south of Waterloo, through Marshalltown, down through Des Moines, Johnson County, then through the Ottumwa area, and it goes until 8 o'clock tonight. And already a couple of lines, very skinny lines, but lines are already forming over in central and western Iowa, and taking a track toward the north and northeast right now. It's a spinning cold front, if you will. Am I getting too meteorological here? Isaac, am I getting too meteorological here? Cold front?
I think you're painting a really good picture is what you're doing right now.
And it's starting to develop to the south between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City in the corridor right there. Nothing, no warnings right now, but again, that tornado watch goes until 8. And as Mark said, with that in mind, already high school football games tonight are being impacted. Best advice is if you're on your way to a game, a specific game, check in with that particular school. For example, CRMLivesports.com, we're going to be out at Prairie tonight for the big one between Bettendorf and Cedar Rapids Prairie. That sophomore game has been postponed until Monday. They're going to play just the varsity game, and they are going to wait until 8 o'clock until all the storms hopefully have moved by. And that is not the only game that has been impacted. So, again, my best advice, go out there, check with your school, see exactly what is going on out there. So, could be a bumpy ride number two this fall as far as the regular season of high school football. And 2A, 1A, A, and 8 player are done tonight with the regular season. They will have their playoffs starting next week. One more week for 5A, 4A, and 3A. This thing goes quicker every year, Mark.
Yeah, it seems to. And, of course, one more week for the other classes. And I'd encourage anybody to not only check ahead with your host school, but also if you know of any adjustments, like Scott just mentioned, for the Prairie game tonight, give us a text or a call, 319-366-1600.
Yeah, we'll get those out there. Before we get into football, though, Mark, we've got potentially some sports history that is set to possibly be made this afternoon in none other than the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, as the second round is ongoing. The second round in the Shriners Children's Open at TP Summerlin out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lexi Thompson is attempting to become the first female to make the cut in a PGA Tour event since when, Mark? I know you mentioned it yesterday.
Since my friend Babe Zaharias made the cut in 1945.
Yeah, because somebody mentioned you may have been following her that day on the golf course. You were not. I'd like to point that out. Right now, Lexi Thompson is 3 under for the day. She is at -1 for the tournament, which puts her 1 shot ahead of the cut line. And she is playing her 17th hole as we speak right now, getting ready to. It is a long par 3, 247 yards, but the 9th hole is a par 5. I don't know exactly if she gets in at 1 under, Mark, it's going to be iffy. Right now, evens are out. -1 is in. -2 would do her a whole lot of good. A par and a birdie would do Lexi a whole lot of good right now.
Yeah, the 8th hole, her 17th, is a 240-yard par 3. I think she'd take a par and stroll to the 9th tee. The 9th is the number 18 handicap hole. So certainly birdieable, but I'd love to see this. There's players, media, kind of poo-pooing this idea of Thompson or other females playing on the PGA Tour. Listen, it's a sponsor exemption. Sponsors can do whatever they want. And look how we're leading the show today with someone who's trying to make history.
Yeah.
A woman who's won 11 times on the women's tour.
78 years it has been since a woman has made the cut in a PGA Tour event. Lexi Thompson trying to do that here today. 6028 letting us know Clear Creek and Mana hosting Xavier. Their freshman game has been postponed until Monday as well. So thank you for that. 319-366-1600. What a weekend it is. We've got the crossover at Kinnick on Sunday. Fingers crossed for weather on Sunday. I think it's going to be okay. I think it's just going to be a little bit of a chilly, but a doable fall day in Iowa City. Partly sunny, 53 for a high. You take that, right, Mark? Right now, Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, by the way. Jan Jensen was on our airwaves this morning. You can go back and listen to that if you like on the podcast for the Todd Brommelkamp Show about 8:35 this morning as they get ready to play DePaul. I guess play DePaul is the way you state it because it's an exhibition. I don't even know if they're going to do – Isaac, you are listening. Come on in. Did Jan mention – I have not had a chance to listen to it yet. Is this going to be a game format, or are they going to do this just like a scrimmage and stop the action at times? Did she mention what's going to happen?
She did not, but I believe it's going to be a game format.
Okay.
That is very unsure of me, but I don't know why it wouldn't be game format if it's going to be like televised and stuff like that, right? So I'd imagine game format, but I'm not positive now.
Well, the usual scrimmage that – these super secret scrimmages that are usually done in men's and women's basketball, they're like any other scrimmage. I mean, you see something wrong, you change it. You stop it, and you go, hey, right, this has got to be done this way. But this is an unusual one with 50,000 of your closest friends watching everything you do. So, yeah.
I'd imagine game format makes the most sense for the kind of spectacle they're hoping to get out of it.
Yeah, I would think that would be the case, but... you never know. You never know. 319-366-1600. And DePaul is a very good women's basketball program. And they've got 6 upperclassmen back. They have, at least according to the women's basketball notes for Iowa, Mark, they have, if not the most experienced team in the country, it is one of the most experienced teams in the country. So this is not, it doesn't, listen, win or lose, it's a scrimmage.
It's an exhibition. It's for the Children's Hospital. Don't get too high if things go well. Don't get too low if things don't go too well. I mean, this is very, very early in the process.
No, and as far as the weather goes, these girls are out shooting hoops in all kinds of weather all year round. It's not going to bother them. If there's any wind, it may affect the shots, will affect the shots. But I will list it as an exhibition game. Another exhibition coming up a week from Sunday against Clark University. And then the Iowa women get into games that count. It's a spectacle in my mind. And a great one at that, I think. I wish Caitlin Clark wouldn't have invited her to the event.
Her?
She invited Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor's free Sunday. I mean, she's free. She was at Arrowhead last night. I don't even know.
How do you know? How do you know?
Maybe her and Travis are going out for ice cream. I don't know. On Sunday. 319-366-1600. Is she touring still? Is this tour is still going, Isaac, right? The Taylor Swift thing, or she's got the movie coming out now.
Yeah, it's the movie now. I honestly don't know
much
about the tour, other than it runs through her whole discography and stuff like that, from when she was a country artist to now, which is, I guess, is kind of interesting to see her progression as an artist if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, here we are talking about Taylor Swift's tour and movie on a sports program. We don't need to do that. Yes, 6936, talking about hoops. The Cohawks are going to have exhibition games against both UNI and Western Illinois this year. The UNI men's basketball schedule coming out earlier on today, Mark. And yes, Co is going to open the season at the McLeod Center against UNI and Ben Jacobson.
Yeah, and Cornell's done the same thing in the past, so it's a great opportunity for those Division III schools to get in front of a D1 crowd, play Division I talent. And a lot of times, it's the margin of talent is razor thin at some spots.
Could be. Let's get to football. Yeah, at 17 past 3. Let's get to football. Iowa, Wisconsin tomorrow. By the way, if you are so inclined, the Before the Boom podcast is available at our website at kgymradio.com. It's also available on Apple or Spotify for you to watch and or listen to as we break down Iowa and Wisconsin. And should be a chilly, windy, possibly rainy day in Madison on Saturday afternoon, Mark. And you've got two teams that are, if you will, trying to, at least one of them anyway, changing their spots a little bit. To use an animal phrase here on this Friday the 13th, as the new air raid offense has moved north to Madison, Wisconsin. We will see exactly how air raid it is tomorrow as Wisconsin and Iowa battle for first place in the Big Ten West. And this one's going to go a long way to determine who possibly could go to Indianapolis here in about a month and a half.
No doubt about it. Iowa, double-digit underdog, and the Hawkeyes have not done well in games of that kind in recent times. Played Michigan pretty close when it was a double-digit dog, but I just don't have many good feelings about this game. But maybe our texters do, 319-366-1600.
What needs to happen for Iowa to come away? This has been a series as of late where the home team has had the upper hand. They've been close games for the most part. They've been low-scoring games for the most part. As I said on the podcast, I believe that Iowa needs to get off to a good start. I just do not see the Iowa offense coming back, possibly in the elements, against a pretty good Wisconsin defense. Not a great Wisconsin defense, a pretty good Wisconsin defense. There's no superstar on that 11 this year for the Badgers, but they're still going to be able to get it done, especially at home. Get go out, get a touchdown, at least a field goal, get yourself a lead, make Wisconsin uncomfortable a little bit. Don't get behind the chains. First down is going to be very, very important in the game, Mark. And if Iowa gets out ahead, does those things, faces third down and three, third and two instead of third and nine, I think they got a puncher's chance tomorrow.
What are the odds Iowa selects a running play with its first offensive play?
Isaac, you're smiling.
Just going out there, you know.
It's possible.
I think you're dreaming up. I guess anything can happen. Just ask West Virginia in his game last night against Houston.
Oh,
I mean, anything can happen in college football, and often does. And we're going to see it this Saturday, whether Iowa and Wisconsin will be involved in one of those games remains to be seen. But a lot of arrows point towards Wisconsin.
If you missed, by the way, the last 1 minute of the West Virginia-Houston game last night, I happened to catch it after the Chiefs game had finished. You need to find the video of it, because that was bizarre, with a capital B and the rest all caps as well. As if you missed it, West Virginia took the lead on a long pass, and I have no idea what the Houston defense was trying to do. Houston had a 6-point lead. West Virginia threw a deep slant. Guy was wide open and took it in for a touchdown. And then on the last play of the game, a Hail Mary from the midfield stripe for West Virginia. What are you supposed to do, guys, with Hail Marys? What are you supposed to do? Knock it down, right? Isaac, knock it down? Yeah, Isaac agrees.
Don't go for the pick.
No,
never
knock
works
it down.
Out.
They kind of tipped it up in the air, and lo and behold, the Houston Cougar caught it, and Houston gets their first Big 12 victory at home against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Matt Fairfax says Iowa cannot turn the ball over on Saturday. I would go with that. Our friend Dwayne says Iowa will probably need some exotics. When was the last time an exotic was pulled out of the Iowa playbook, Mark? Do you know?
Hayden Fry's Statue of Liberty? I don't.
You got, is a jet sweep an exotic? No.
No.
No, it's not.
Everybody runs them.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I don't expect a lot of things off the cuff from Iowa tomorrow, Dwayne. Sorry to say that. 79-68, we're all watching the same offense. There are very few paths to victory for Iowa tomorrow. 0905 adds Torrey Taylor, 288 yards punting per game. Iowa's offense is getting 249 yards per game. point well taken, 0905. So I'm looking at this, Mark, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of sense of optimism for this Iowa-Wisconsin game for the Hawks tomorrow.
No, and I don't think you have to look far statistically or otherwise. The game's in Madison. Poor weather, probably. Suboptimal, anyway. Iowa's offense has not put together a whole game and may not this year. Running game was good, decent to good last week. The passing game was non-existent. And until or if Iowa can put all those components together, it's going to have problems. Now, I think the defense, while not quite as good as last year, is very capable. It's going to try to shut down Braylon Allen and try to, if there are deep balls in this kind of weather, try to shut those off. So I think the defense can definitely keep Iowa in the game. It's the offense. I mean, when you go on the road, you need to possess the ball and move the chains and time of possession and keep guys like Braylon Allen off the field. Iowa's not very good at that, Scott.
I think 1405 may have answered our question. The last exotic play was on the first drive of the Big Ten title game. And it did not work. It was perfectly executed, but one small problem on that particular play, if I recall, was not caught. But yeah. I think that is right. I think that may be the last trick play that Iowa has run, was in the Big Ten championship game against Michigan, when some guy named McNamara was the quarterback on the other side of the sideline on the for the other team.
21 born exotic is a pass to a wide receiver.
Very true. Very usual pick six or punt return touchdown is the key, says 2794. And I agree with 3474. You got to do this every once in a while. It seems like everyone knows what the Hawks' first play is, so why not fake that and throw long and quiet the crowd? It would certainly surprise a lot of people if that was the case. Troy, I will probably watch a little Stanford, Colorado when I get home tonight, depending on the length of ball game and if there is a lightning delay or rain delay or whatever. So I think it's not till 9 o'clock, Colorado Stanford coming up tonight. Coach
Neon Sanders is not happy about those late start times.
Well,
and I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Even Deion does not have the power to flip start times from the mighty television, does he? Coach Prime can't even get that done. 319-366-1600. So that's the Iowa side of things. Iowa State goes to Cincinnati tomorrow. Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's an early game. We've got it for you at 9 o'clock with the pregame right here on 1600 ESPN and our FM frequencies as the Cyclones take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. A Bearcat program, of course, that Luke Fickell, as we've been talking about Iowa, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell, of course, the brand new coach for the Badgers. He was the head man in Cincinnati and did a lot of good things. Many of those players, including the Sauce Gardeners and et cetera, from that playoff team a couple years ago, have moved on. Still a solid program for Cincinnati. They've had a little bit of, along with Central Florida and the rest until Houston last night, they've had a little bit of, I think, of a their eyes opened wide going to play Power Five schools each and every week here, Mark. Opportunity to get a victory for Cincinnati, an opportunity for Matt Campbell to go back to talent-rich Ohio, where he is from, where he likes to recruit, where he has already lost one game this year to Ohio University. Matt Campbell certainly does not want to lose a second game in the Buckeye State this year. That's an intriguing game, I think, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it is. Cincinnati's got to be chomping at the bit after three straight losses. One in overtime to Miami of Ohio, a close one against BYU on the 29th. Cincinnati had a bye week last week to gather itself and prepare for this game. Iowa State rushed the ball pretty well in its last outing, but that's one of Cincinnati's fortes. So this would be a terrific win for Iowa State if it can get one. And a much-needed one if you're talking about bowl possibilities.
Yeah, I think Iowa State needs this one to get to a bowl game. Next two games with a bye thrown in between are on the road at Cincinnati this week and then down to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears 2 weeks from this Saturday. Two would be great. One, I think you have to get. Zero, and I think there's no holiday somewhere a little bit warmer for Matt Campbell and Iowa State this year. So why not get this one tomorrow? Going to be a close one. We're going to pick that game on the Evil Side Away. Pick six, which is coming up here in just a little bit. 52-71. Woodshed game. The Polecat. That was an exotic. That certainly worked very, very well. Haven't seen that. That's been a long time ago, the Woodshed game. Too long. 319-366-1600 here at 329. Mentioned Colorado and Stanford will play coming up this evening. Some other games of note. We've got a game for you on Saturday night now that baseball is in the books for the divisional series, and we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But we will have a top 25 battle on Saturday night between the Miami Hurricanes and the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we'll have that one for you at, I believe it's 6 o'clock coming up on Saturday night from Westwood One. North Carolina undefeated. Miami should be undefeated if they kneeled on the ball last week. And then this one would be have even more intrigue. But we'll have that game coming up for you tomorrow night right here on 1600 ESPN on Saturday evening. The Big Ten slate coming up tomorrow. Taking a look at that, you've got Indiana going to Michigan for some reason is the big noon kickoff game with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt on Fox. Indiana, a 33-point underdog in that particular ball game. Michigan State goes to Rutgers tomorrow. It'll be Illinois at Maryland. Ohio State will be at Purdue. And then UMass will be at Penn State in a non-conference game. Big 12 coming up tomorrow. You've got BYU at TCU. That will be down in Fort Worth. Kansas goes to Oklahoma State. That will be an afternoon game tomorrow night. K-State will be at Texas Tech in the Big 12 Conference. Everybody else on a bye. And, of course, last night, Houston with the wild 41-39 victory over West Virginia down in Houston to get their record back up to 3-3. And who knows, Neil Brown is at 4-2 right now. And if he gets he gets shown the door at the end of the year, that Hail Mary may come back to bite him just a little bit. 3:31, Mark, we need to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We're going to have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit. They're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. A fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online catering with curbside pickup and delivery. And you can find out more by going to their website at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Lexi Thompson's quest to make a cut on the PGA Tour may be near an end. On her 17th hole, she made a bogey, missing a 12-foot par putt. She's currently playing the ninth, the number 18 handicap hole. She is just left of the pin, about 30 yards away, and it would appear she would probably need to chip that in to make the cut. But nevertheless, she has acquitted herself quite well, 2 under par in the round today after being 2 over in the opening round. Milwaukee Brewers will be without pitcher Brandon Woodruff for the 2024 season due to a shoulder injury and subsequent surgery. In the NFL, George Kittle, the former Iowa star, has been fined $13,000 for wearing a inappropriate T-shirt with Dallas in it. Dallas something, we won't mention that, but the NFL deemed it irresponsible and fined him $13K pocket change for George. But also in the NFL, the New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones is out for the game against Buffalo on Sunday. Tyrod Taylor in. And Cleveland will be out without Deshaun Watson. P.J. Walker in against the 49ers. And finally, week 8 in high school football, we talked a little bit about it and the weather that may affect it. Southeast Polk and West Des Moines Dowling clash tonight, yeah. Number 1-2.
That should be, it's going to be a dandy. They're going to probably meet again, too. More than likely. Brandon Woodruff, horrible news. And by the way, a couple things to let you know about. First of all, I want to let you know about, love this each and every week, Wednesdays at just ahead of 6 o'clock, Spencer on Sports. Spencer Wagon has Collector's Corner. It's brought to you by RK Collectibles. They are sponsoring the Collector's Corner. They are on Oakdale Boulevard in Coralville. And I mentioned Spencer. We will talk with him on the panel coming up in a little bit. It will be a very special edition today, if he has time to do it, of Spencer Complains About the Brewers. It will be a very special edition. It's like the special blossoms that there were back in the day. This is a special Spencer Complains About the Brewers.
I think he said that he retired it for the season.
Oh, it's back.
So it's
back today.
Well, is it? Did he tell you that in the office?
Yes, it's back.
Oh, awesome.
If he has time.
That's my favorite segment. I think as if anyone listens to Spencer, I always encourage Spencer Complains About the Brewers. Whenever there's a chance, I encourage it.
319-366-1600. Quick break. Come back. We'll get you. We're about 5-6 minutes away from getting the panel together for the Emil Sideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. More to come after this here in the Gym Class KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Keyson Furst with a check of your forecast. Showers and storms are ongoing this evening. There is the potential for some of those storms to be severe with an isolated tornado and large hail threat. That threat will continue to decrease as we head overnight. Showers and storms will continue, though, a low into the middle 40s. Will be mostly cloudy on Saturday. A couple of showers are possible in the morning. Breezy conditions overall. Temperatures will be into the low 50s. Mostly clear Saturday night with a low of around 41. We'll continue to see clouds on Sunday. And that was a check for your Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust. Not from a social post or an opinion on the internet. Instead, ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations. Because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you at 3:38 here in the Gym Class KGYM. Going to get to the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up here in just a couple of moments. Mark, we now know the league championship setup for both the American League and the National League. Philadelphia polishing off the Atlanta Braves, and who would have thunk it? The Braves and the Dodgers will not be. Neither team will be in the National League Championship Series as Philadelphia looks to get back to the Fall Classic. So you have Houston and the Texas Rangers in the American League. You have Philadelphia and Arizona in the National League. And lot of hand-wringing a little bit as far as maybe because the Braves and the Dodgers both missed out on the championship series, but you got to take, I guess, for lack of a better term, the good with the bad here, Mark. If you want expanded playoffs, if you want in baseball to have more intrigue going into the last part of the season, you have to take the situation where you're going to see some wild card teams or many wild card teams make long advances into the playoffs, and that's what we have this year.
Yeah, three out of four being wild card teams left. And those that want to complain and say, well, these are a short series and didn't really produce the winner that they might have otherwise. Best of five is not a short series in my mind. Best of three is. A one-game wild card is. Best of five is not in my mind. Especially if you go on the road like Philadelphia did and Arizona did, and win a couple road games. So, you know, Philadelphia has been Atlanta's nemesis the last couple of years, and Arizona is a very interesting team. But I love that Texas-Houston series, and it gets underway on Sunday.
Yeah, I like Philadelphia to win. We'll talk to Cal Elder next Tuesday here in the Gym Class, get his thoughts on the championship series. Philadelphia is a big favorite, obviously, over Arizona. Diamondbacks playing with house money right now. And, boy, Houston, Texas, they have been going at it all year in the American League West. The reason that Houston had the championship in the division was the head-to-head. That was it. Other than that, they finished in a tie, and I would not be surprised if that thing goes seven, goes the whole way.
Not at all. Does Spencer have a pick?
Spencer, do you have a pick?
Do I have a pick? Oh, for
baseball.
What are we talking about? well, I had the Astros going to the World Series, so I'm going to stick with I had them losing to the Braves, so good job on my part. You know, I think we're going to get a repeat. Phillies Astros, and I think the Phillies get the best of them this time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. All right. 3:41, we're going to take a break, get the panel together, and pick some games. Give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. We'll have it for you when we come back here on KGYM.
We're talking with Randy Smith from Lifeline Emergency Vehicles about Midwest One Bank.
Midwest One Bank has always been there to support us along the way. Lifeline has needed to expand, whether it be with equipment or facilities. There's territories that we don't exist in today that in order for us to be able to serve those territories, we need more capacity. We talk to our partners at Midwest One Bank. They're always there when we need them.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
We are back. It is the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 ESPN at 3:43. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Spencer Wagon joining us. Spencer on Sports coming up from 4 until 6 o'clock right after us. And I gave you a good lead in there, but it will be a very special edition.
Yeah, we'll see if we can squeeze it in on a football Friday. Isaac's crossing his fingers. I retired this segment, but I gotta react in some way. So
I'm sick for you.
You know what? It is what it is. It makes a Corbin Burns trade, which was not 100% certain, but kind of certain this offseason. It makes that less likely now because you need a healthy number one, and he's probably going to be back now.
I agree.
We'll see.
I agree. Yeah. Things got a lot more interesting in the National League Central in the last 12 hours.
They did.
A lot more interesting.
I saw someone else say this on social media. Use 2024 now as a development season for some of you younger guys. Maybe. You know, totally rebuild, tear it down. You didn't win anything to tear down, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you got all offseason to think about it.
We do indeed.
All right. So it is time for the Emels Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emels, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, open at 4. And, Mark, it was a banner week for one of the panelists last week.
Was indeed. Welcome in, Dave.
Hi, guys.
6-0, you just edged me, man.
I'm still waiting for you.
Well, Mark, Dave, go ahead.
Dave, off that 6-0 week, has a season lead at 22-14, two games up on Spencer, Scott, and myself, tied and chasing. Dave is up first on game number one, is Texas A&M getting 3 points at Tennessee.
Texas A&M visits Tennessee on Saturday following their four-game homestand. They are 4-2 through six games. The Aggies lost to Alabama 26-20 last week, but only scored 3 points in the second half. Tennessee is 4-1 this season, and they are riding a two-game win streak following their 21-point victory over South Carolina. The Vols have been very good on offense this year and held their own on defense. They are 13-5 their last 18 games against the spread. Both teams have played well this season, but Tennessee is the better team. Give me the Volunteers to win and cover at home.
Spencer.
Yeah, I'll side with Dave, not because he went 6-0 last week and I'm trying to catch up to him, but I think Tennessee playing at home gets the edge, maybe a little bit of a disappointing loss hangover for A&M coming off the Bama loss. So, Rocky Top, it is.
Scott.
A&M looked good in the first half against Bama last week, but then Bama's defense made a lot of adjustments. A&M looked lost in the second half, and the seat is not... It's not warm. It is hot under Jimbo Fisher, and it's going to get hotter this week. How can I go against Rusty and the Tennessee Volunteers? So I will throw the impetus to you, Mark.
Well, in the interest of making up ground, I should have to pick A&M, right?
Right.
No, not really. Fisher has a horrible road record, and Tennessee coming off a bye week. Two very good defenses, but I think Tennessee's a tick better on that side of the ball. And I'll take Tennessee and make it a clean sweep. Game two, Spencer, you're up. Missouri getting 2.5 points at Kentucky.
Yeah, interesting one here. Mizzou's been playing pretty good this year. Had that disappointing effort against LSU where they gave up a bunch of points. Kentucky, of course, just got shellacked by Georgia. Of course, who hasn't gotten shellacked by Georgia? Auburn is the answer to that question, I guess, so far this year. But I think Kentucky bounces back. It's at home. I think it's homecoming in Lexington, I thought I saw. And they're going to be a little motivated coming out of that that blowout loss to Georgia. So I'll go with the Cats at home. The Wildcats, not the Tigers. Specify.
Yeah, the what was the number one question of the week in Lexington after Georgia blew the doors off Kentucky? Hey, what time does basketball practice start? I'm going MIZZOU. Go Missouri in this one.
Very interesting game. Kentucky plays much better at home, as a lot of teams do. But I think Kentucky has had inconsistent quarterback play, and Missouri has not so much. So I will take Missouri as well. Dave.
Kentucky has dominated this series, winning 7 of the last 8 meetings. The Kentucky defense and special teams have scored 4 touchdowns this season and forced 10 turnovers. Pair that with their own big play potential on offense, should create a recipe for a win. Give me the Wildcats to win and cover.
Okay.
See, we're wrong, Mark.
Pretty clear. Game three, Scott, you're up. It is Oregon +2.5 at Washington, one of the best games of the day.
It is the best game of the day, and no doubt. And this thing is going to be a score-a-thon. Michael Penix against Bo Nix. It's going to be close. I'll take the 2.5. I want to see Washington win, but I'm taking Oregon in the 2.5.
Really tough game, as you guys probably would agree to handicap, but I can't overlook the home team. That's a very difficult place to play in Washington. Oregon's not been the greatest on the road. I think Penix is terrific, may win the Heisman Trophy, but so is Nix. So really close call here, but I'm going to go ahead and take Washington. Dave.
And I can't wait to see this on Big Ten Classics in 10 years.
For Washington, the problem this week is of all the teams they play this season, Oregon is their most difficult matchup. The Huskies' defense is their weakness, but that is because of their offense is so great. Their biggest problem will be defending the run, and that will be a problem against an Oregon offensive line that is one of the best in the country. The Ducks will depend on their ground game to keep the Huskies' offense off the field. Give me Oregon and the points to cover.
Spencer.
I am going to roll with the Huskies at home. I have zero confidence in this one. I feel like it's going to be like 55-54 Arena League kind of stuff, but I will lean toward Washington playing at home.
All right, game four, and I am up. It is the University of Southern California getting 2.5 points at Notre Dame. Sam Hartman had a rough go for Notre Dame in the last outing, but he has been otherwise very, very good, but he is not Caleb Williams' equal. USC has had all kinds of trouble on defense, but I think this is might be another score-a-thon as well. So I will take USC to go on the road and cover. Dave.
Southern Cal is number one in scoring offense, fourth in total offense, and has a defense that is nothing amazing or great, but they lead the nation in tackles for a loss. However, they also have a way of becoming disinterested in their contest in every game. If they do that this week in South Bend, it will cost them. The Irish will get 300 yards passing from Sam Hartman and 500 yards of total offense. Can Notre Dame keep Caleb Williams in the pocket? Another factor, the Irish are the more battle-tested at NC State, Ohio State, at Duke, at Louisville. The best team Southern Cal has played is Colorado, and the jury is still out on them. Give me the Irish to win and cover.
All right, Spencer.
Yeah, the weather, we talk about the weather for the Iowa-Wisconsin game. The weather apparently is supposed to be just as bad, if not worse, for the Notre Dame-USC matchup. And I think a slogfest favors Notre Dame, maybe, in the slightest. And I'm not sold on that USC defense at all. So I will take Notre Dame to get the win at home.
Scott.
Fight on. Give me Traveler, USC. Score-a-thon. They can't keep up. I will take the Trojans.
Just notice three out of the four of my picks are different than Dave's. Wonderful. All right, Dave, you're back on the leadoff. It is Iowa State on the road getting 3.5 points against Cincinnati.
Cincinnati has lost both of their conference games this year. They lost to Oklahoma 20-6, and then they lost a shootout at BYU, even though the Bearcats had 200 yards more offense in that game. The Cyclones ranked 13 out of the 14 teams in the Big 12 in scoring, nearly 22 points a game. They ranked 5th on the defensive side, allowing just under 22 points a game. Cincinnati is 9th in scoring at 30 points per game. The defense is 10th in the league, allowing 24 points a game. For this matchup, both teams allow similar yards per game defensively. The biggest difference is in the strength of the offenses. The Bearcats average 490 yards, and the Cyclones average 323. Give me Cincinnati to win and cover at home.
Spencer.
Yeah, I think the Iowa State needs to find a way to run the football. They had a pretty good successful day running the football against TCU, and they're going up against a Cincinnati defense that is pretty good against the run. Cincinnati is returning home. They've lost a few games in a row here. Pretty good opportunity for them to pick up their first Big 12 win, so I think there's a little extra motivation for them. Iowa State so far this year has kind of had a one-step forward, one-step back type of season on their record-wise, and I think we're talking about a Cincinnati win over Iowa State.
Scott.
Not so fast, my friends. Matt Campbell's not going to Ohio and coming away 0-2. Iowa State's going to get it done somehow this weekend. I'm taking the Cyclones.
Cincinnati checks all the boxes for me. I love Rocco Becht, but I'm not sure Iowa State can have much success on the ground against that Bearcat team. So I will take Cincinnati and throw the 3.5. And enjoy your stay in Cincinnati, Scott.
Thank you.
Last game and the tiebreaker, Spencer. Iowa getting 9.5 points at Wisconsin. The tiebreaker, total number of rushing yards by Braylon Allen.
Yeah, I think Iowa's going to have a tough time moving the football. There may be a path there if they can force some turnovers, set up some short fields, get some defensive scores. But while this Wisconsin defense isn't great by any means, it's still solid. And with how Iowa has struggled on offense this season, I just don't see it happening. So I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm on the record as Wisconsin winning 21-10. So that is Wisconsin winning and covering. Braylon Allen rushing yards. Iowa's defense is going to try to bottle him up the best they can. I think he breaks through a little bit, kind of wears down the Iowa defense. I'll put him at 125.
Scott.
This is always close. Bad weather, it will be close. I'll take Iowa in the 9.5, and I'm going to go 89 yards for Braylon Allen.
Yeah, all signs point to Wisconsin in this game. Spencer, you talked about a path for Iowa. That path offensively is a maze. And
a core
for that
maze.
for that reason alone, I'm going to go ahead and take Wisconsin. I think it could get lopsided. Braylon Allen averages 94 a game. Because of the weather, I'm going to give him an extra 20. So 114 for Allen. Dave.
40% chance of rain, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, temperatures around 50 degrees. Sounds like a recipe for turnovers. Have to side with the home team and their sixth year quarterback. The negative, too many ifs for Iowa. The positive, 4 straight home games coming up. Give me the Badgers to win and cover. And for yardage, give me 85.
All right, there you go. Dave, thanks. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. We need 4 contestants. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, 319-366-1600. Give us a call. If you have been a contestant over the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And we'll award the $30 gift card to one of our listeners coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYN. Football and maybe a little bit of Brewer talk as well.
Yep. We'll do all that and more coming up.
4 to 6, Spencer's coming up next right here on KGYM. Hope you have a great weekend out there. It's going to be a big one here in the state of Iowa. Crossover at Kennett coming up on Sunday. Keep your eye to the sky here. Could see some weather. Spencer will keep you updated on that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you.